Hey friends, Kat Kabir here. And I want to talk to you about boundaries and anxiety. So I was teaching an introduction to energetics the other day, and one of the practices was being able to sense your own boundaries in your own body and also how to sense someone else's. And after we did this practice, a student called me over and explained to me that he was feeling really anxious now. And as I started talking to him more, he was like, "Oh yeah, and I do have a history of anxiety." So I started to go backwards with him just in the particular practice to see where's the link between this boundary practice and anxiety. And part of the request or part of the tools that we're honing is how you can feel that you have actual boundaries in your body, and that when does your body say, "Hey, this is a no, this is a yes, slow down, this is enough." And also, because it was also an energy training and how to sense someone else, how you can sense someone else's energy field, and also how someone's body signals might be letting you know about boundaries, but also like you can actually feel, it's quite palpable. If you want to learn more, train with me, but it's quite palpable to feel someone's boundaries, like where their space that they actually truly want begins in their body. And part of my passion is that most people aren't aware of it and are constantly getting trespassed or allowing their boundaries to be invaded, not even knowing it. And then having these feelings later on of like, "God, I've got chronic stomach aches," or "I feel anxious all the time," or "I feel drained." And we become most powerful when we take responsibility for ourselves. But we have to know ourselves to be able to take responsibility. So back to this guy. He said, "Well, yeah, I actually felt in my body that I didn't want my partner to come closer. But I felt like I was being mean and judgmental. And so I kind of just let her come closer anyway. And I thought I was okay with it. And now I feel anxious." And to me, it was quite obvious because although for him, it was hard for him to see initially that you don't really get to choose what feels right and what doesn't feel right to you. And that a lot of us can try to convince ourselves out of our natural boundary, what feels right to us because of some mental overlay. We feel guilty, we feel ashamed, we don't want to be rude, we want to want it. And it's like you have to at least first respect that initial feeling that I might not even know why, but this is a no for me. And where we can get really lost is that without first just saying, "Look, like pause, stop, this is a no for now," we'll suddenly go up into our head and try to figure out why. Why is this way? And we're literally like spinning and not really going to get to the ground of it because it's like we're first not respecting, like, this is what my system's saying, and you have to kind of establish that and then you can go and investigate. So I'm naming this because anxiety is something that is really common for a lot of people. For those of you who know me, I specialize with highly sensitives. I specialize with people who have eating disorders and empaths. And it's like all of that, boundaries are like the tricky thing of, do I have the guts to actually respect what my needs are, what my space really wants, even if it's something that there's my mind would rather it be a different story. So I'm just giving you this information because the next time you feel anxious, and sometimes it can almost feel like it's coming out of nowhere, sometimes you've got to take some deep breaths, slow things down, and be like, "Well, anxiety, it's telling me something, And anxiety is often like, I don't feel safe to be here. I'm not in my body. I'm not on the ground. I'm going into a fear response. I'm in my head. I'm spinning." But also, is there some way that you've denied some need? Or, in this specific instance, was there a boundary that was crossed that you kind of like said yes when you meant no? And now the anxiety is just like this feeling of being trapped, or like, oh my God, I just didn't respect myself. And it takes time to really feel and know what a real boundary feels like what a real no feels like in your body. And then for some of us, that extra practice to get the guts to be like, okay, like I feel uncomfortable setting this boundary, but I have to, because that's you respecting you. That's you respecting your energy, your life force, your power. So be careful, because we are all so good at mentally manipulating ourselves and convincing ourselves otherwise. Remember that your body is a powerful tool to knowing your truth. Sending lots of love, and see you soon.